Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everyone, praise the Lord. As the song that you listen to in the background is God is My Source, and that's my Andrea Rose and everything. We have permission to play her song. They're trying to get her to do the CD thing. Maybe she get it done one of these days. But we are blessed today, man. We are blessed today. Thank you for joining when Chris and speak of the network and everything, the day's broadcast. Of course, it's called The Bread of Life. We are joined today by Ken and Stephanie Standback, and I'm just overjoyed to have them both. We got a free fall and let them talk about whatever the God has given them, what's on their heart and whatever, stuff like that. And if they don't have anything, we're just going to chit-chat for a little bit. The chat room is open and everything, just to let you know. We also want to thank our co-host, Valerie Miller, for joining us today. So I'll give everybody a chance to say hello that's online. Y'all say hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon. This is Stephanie.
And this is Ken. Hello.
Okay, we got you. Okay. So we're going to have a good time in the Lord. We can get our praise on, man. We're going to listen to what they have to say and everything. Listen, if you try to get in contact with the contact number, it's 1-888-488-6772. Let me say that one more time. 1-888-488-6772. It is a toll-free number. The other guest calling number is 646-478-0660. Toll free number is 1-888-488-6772. We are ready to when Christians speak network. This is the Bread of Life. We're ready to have a good time. God is going to do something miraculous in your life today. You know, and the broadcast is not about individual, but it's all about God and giving Him glory and praising Him for the mighty things that He has done in our life. So, in fact, we're going to go ahead and start off in prayer. We got Sister Valerie. I'm considering to be my co-host, so she started off in the prayer.
Father God, in the name of Christ Jesus, we just come before you one more time to say thank you. Thank you for all the things that you are to us. Thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. Thank you for being Jehovah Shalom, the God who is our peace. We just thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, and we invite you in. We thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for us and dying for our sins. We thank you. We ask that you will forgive us of any of our sins so that we will not be held back from our blessings. Let this time glorify you, Father God, in the name of Christ Jesus. Let someone be blessed or be healed in some kind of way because of what we pronounce about you and your goodness and your faithfulness, Father God. We thank you. We thank you for our guests today to stand back and ask that you will continue to bless their household and bless their children, Father God. We thank you for the faith of Brother Ray and all that you've done for him also, Lord. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Y'all, I'm excited. Again, let me give you a little bit more information about the broadcast. If by any chance you have a prayer request, you can send me a prayer request at winchristianspeech@gmail.com. Again, it's called winchristianspeech@gmail.com. We do also have a website that's up and running. You can also get in contact with me with that. At that point, it's winchristianspeech.com. winchristianspeech.com. I do want to remind you before we get into the gist of the show of our Thursday at 12 noon broadcast called Declaring the Finished Work with Sister Pat Randall, and our Friday Night Joy with myself at 7 p.m. and Sunday evening Bread of Life with Reverend with myself again at 5 p.m. We do try to have different guests come on, and I got to tell you this, like I always tell you before and everything. The guests that we have on, the people that we approach, man, that we see the Spirit of God living in them, are mighty and stuff, and we think that they have something to share. Ken, even if they don't think they have anything to share and stuff like that. So we are glad for them to be here and stuff like that, and we're just going to go ahead and get started. I do want to tell you a little bit, if you notice that on the website, on Blog Talk Radio's website, I don't have a bio for them and stuff like that. I just have their name in there. mainly all I can tell you that they are a man and woman of God. Stephanie, for those that may or not have been on the show before, and she's a songster, she's a praiser, she's a worshiper, she's an intercessor, she's all the above and stuff like that. And my brother Kim, man, that's a musician at heart, and he just loves music and all kinds. If I'm not mistaken, Kim, you can correct me. I believe that you even have written some music too, right? Yes or no?
Let's say just inspired.
Okay, just inspired. Okay. All right. So I'm telling you, this is a talented couple, man. And I believe and I know for a fact that God has done some great and some wonderful things with them and with their children. And it's just miraculous how God has just blessed. So I'm going to shut up a little bit because I can talk to the whole show. And so it's okay. It's Sister Valerie. So we're going to give them a chance to say hello again and anything else you want to share.
Okay. Go ahead, Valerie. You sound like you were getting ready to say something.
Oh, I was just going to say I just wanted to acknowledge your daughter, who is a violinist, and, you know, just the musical family that you guys are. And Stephanie, you have such a beautiful voice, and you lead the sopranos in the choir or sometimes the praise team, whichever applies. And Ken, I see you cutting up on those drums from time to time, and you're an awesome drummer too. And I really appreciate it. Gabrielle, is that the daughter who's the violinist? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. But yeah, you guys are just a great musical family.
Well, thank you very much. As you know, without the Spirit of God, it doesn't happen. Naturally, if you will, I'll say it that way. There are a lot of great and talented musicians that have a gift, and God gives them that gift, but they have a tendency of abusing it. And so hopefully what we do every Sunday or every Thursday or any time that we are out, that it is being led by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to answer that real quick. Yeah, it is. Brother, when you be playing them drums, man, that's nothing but God. I'm sorry. It's a little bit of Listen, y'all, again, I'm joined today with my brother Ken and Sister Stephanie, stand back and everything. And I'm just going, this is with Christmas Tree, just the bread of life. And Sister, I just had a memory loss. And it's not a good thing on the radio broadcast, is it? Sister Stanback, we're gonna give it up to you and everything, and then we can just go from there. And whatever you two can, whatever you guys feel like sharing with us, whatever your testimony, whatever God lays in your heart, I want you to feel as comfortable as possible. Just talk, act like, Stephanie, you already know that. You talk to your best friend. You know, because we are your friends, and so is Christ. He's more of a friend than we can ever be to you. So, again, I'm gonna shut up and let you guys talk.
Well, I'm going to piggyback off of what Ken was saying, because it's truly the Spirit of God or power of God that helps us to do what we do. Because neither one of us have had any training, if you will, in terms of, you know, some people have gone to school for things. I remember once Valerie asked me, was it Valerie? Was someone else asked me, so how long, how much training
do you
have? That was you?
Yeah, that was me.
And I just had to laugh. I was like, training? Well, it was on-the-job training. The Holy Spirit trains us as we go along. I guess I would have to say that God has gifted us with an ear to hear. And as long as I can remember, I've been singing. I was just sharing that with a young man at church today. I noticed that he was singing the warm-up. And I went over to him and I said, oh, do you sing? And he said, well, I used to sing a long time ago. And I said, well, you know, I said, I used to sing a long time ago too. And I was a little girl. I used to sing in a choir. And then for a long time, I didn't sing. But every ministry that we've been a part of, God has drawn me to the choir. And I can't say he's done it right away, because even at our church, I didn't come right away into the music ministry. I was there for 3 years before, because I don't presume that just because I've sung in the past that that's what God is calling me to do every place I go. And so anyway, I did other things. I sat, and I remember it was really funny. Our pastor said, I know there's some people out there, and you're sitting on your gifts, and, you know, we have singers, and we have this, and we have that, and you're not using them in the body. And so then he actually started naming, if you can sing, stand up. If you can play the piano, stand up. If you can do this. And so I was like, okay, then I guess I need to stand on up, you know. And that's kind of how it started, you know, with pastors saying, you know, a lot of you aren't sharing your gifts. And it wasn't as if I was trying not to share anything. I just wanted to be certain that whatever I do is because God has led me to do it, not because I just jumped up and said, I'm going to do this. And so I just have to say it is the Lord, because I think when I was younger, I had a couple of, you know, classes, but, you know, there were nothing in depth, nothing to say that I've been musically trained in that sense. So everything that I do and I'm able to do, you know, it's in the Lord. And I always ask him to take what he's given me and use it for his glory, you know. And that's just how we roll, because Kenneth has not had any formal training either.
That's correct. I'm pretty well self-taught. I've never had any formal lessons. And I've had the opportunity to play with, you know, throughout the course of my life, a lot of different and very talented musicians, much more talented than myself. And I will echo what Stephanie said. I've just been given a gift of hearing. While drums is my primary instrument, I do play other percussion instruments, but I have an ear to be able to hear all of the instruments as well as the vocals and just the placement. And I try to use the drums as an accompaniment and not a dominant instrument. And you might find that to be odd since they're so loud, but I try to use the drums as a complement to what other people are doing. And particularly in, I guess, if we are in a mode of prepping for the word of God, to just try to be in the moment of what is going on. Sometimes I can actually feel that God is in a very happy mood, if you will, or the atmosphere is a very happy mood, or if it's a very meditative mood. He's just given me that gift of being in the moment and to set the stage to usher in whatever it is he through the Holy Spirit is going to do. So I'm very mindful of that. And even when I play outside of, quote unquote, the church, I'm still mindful that the gift is really from God. I am very comfortable behind the drums, much unlike right now. I'm extremely uncomfortable right at the moment. It may be an oxymoron. I'm a very quiet individual, actually, and some might find that very strange being a drummer. And I don't like a lot of noise, which is probably very strange, me being a drummer. But I'm kind of a laid back individual, and to have the opportunity to play the drums as I do, all I can say is I'm very thankful, and it's something that I truly enjoy doing. And it's really funny because today I had the opportunity after our ministry, the first half of our ministry, to talk with our chief musician. And, I had to share with him, you know, we are not the most talented musicians and singers by far. And, you know, I listed off a few artists and their musical accompaniment that could just play and sing rings around us. But we just seem to be in the right place at the right time, doing what is necessary at the right moment. And I attribute that strictly to the prompting of the Holy Spirit and the hearts of the individual people that we are ministering with. I'm always cautious of people that come up and say, you know, I do this, I do that, I play this, I play that, and they just instantly wish to, you know, start, I'll just say, playing versus ministering. I always question it within myself. Is it for show, or is your heart there? Regardless as to how talented you are, is your motive that you really have a heart to do this, or is it just for show, just to, you know, display, you know, the talent that God, yes, has given you, but to do it in a maybe a vain way, if that is the correct way of phrasing it. And I'm just thankful that every Sunday I have this opportunity to play, and the people that I play with. While by far we're not perfect, again, we just seem to be at the right place at the right time by the unction of the Holy Spirit. And I'm very grateful for that.
I have to admit that there is a spirit between you and Stephanie, Ken, that I know from being in the choir and working with Stephanie, working more so with Stephanie because she sings, but, you know, you're a part of it because you're part of the music ministry. But I know without a shadow of a doubt that having worked with Stephanie that she is led by the Holy Spirit. And what I found most just amazing about Stephanie is because when we did have that conversation, I said, well, how did you get your training and how did you learn all of this? And she said, just by being in church, you know, I didn't go to anything special to get any special training or anything like that. But what I found so amazing about Stephanie, and you just mentioned it too, Ken, was her ability to hear the sounds, and she knew just where our parts should be. You know, the sopranos, you need to go down lower, and the altos, you go up higher. When typically you more than likely hear the sopranos go up higher because we can hit higher octaves. But there were times when Stephanie could really hear that part, and she says, no, the sopranos are supposed to go down, and it's the altos who go up. And I just found that amazing that she has that ear, and I'm sure you have it too, Ken, especially if you guys are self-trained. That means you put a little bit more of yourself, not excluding the Holy Spirit, of course, but you just put a little more into it to be in tune to it, and I appreciate that about the two of you and really about Steph because I worked one-on-one with her, and I know that she is so diligent with it that one night, Stephanie, I don't know if you remember this, we were rehearsing, and somebody said, Stephanie thought it was time to go, and somebody said, oh, no, we have 15 more minutes, and I was like, why did you say something? Stephanie worked it so hard, I was ready to go, but nonetheless, she hears the parts, and she makes sure that we have our parts, and you guys are just great. You really are.
Well, thank you.
I just want to remind our listeners, you listen to this is When Christians Speak Network. Today's broadcast, of course, on a Sunday, is the Bread of Life. The Bread of Life today is with Ken and Stephanie Standback. They are, as I said before, the mighty talent and gifted in the things of the Lord. And I did want to mention to the listeners, because I see that there are people online and listening to us right now. All of us go to the same church and everything. We go to the Tree of Life Christian Ministry. Tree of Life Christian Ministry is pastored by Pastor James Robinson and Co-Pastor Marsha Robinson, and they're located in Clinton, Maryland. If you're ever in the area, please drop by and give us a visit. We're not affiliated with them. We just happen to be members that go to the same, to the chain church and stuff. And a lot of times what I try to do to explain why we got here, because you look for people that have different gifts and everything. And one of the things that I saw in Ken and in Stephanie is I saw the Holy Spirit working in their life. And then when praise, like the day, the praise was just awesome. It just took over the whole place, man, you know. And I think that we probably could have praised God forever and ever until we got to the point we couldn't have had no more strength in us and stuff. That's how good and strong the Spirit of the Lord was in the place and stuff. And I said to our listener again that you have to find that place, man, where you can just let loose and let go. If you have a desire to call into the show, the number here is 888-488-6772. I do want to remind you that the chat room is open, okay? And we're gonna, I don't want to talk a lot again. I want to give them a chance to talk, and I want to give it back over to Ken if you have anything to add. Ken, one question I do have for you is I know that you've been playing. How long have you been playing the drums?
Well, let's see. I took an interest in it somewhere around the age of 12 or 13, just by listening to music. It's always been around me, you know. My mother could sing, and my brother was a clarinetist. Never heard my father do much singing, but, the music was around me, and mostly of the, with my mother doing the – she sang – in the choir a little bit at her church, and my brother was more of the R&B type, so that kind of music was around me at the time, you know, the Motown sound, if you will. But ironically, I began to take a liking to rock music of all things. I don't know where that came from. And I'm sure not unlike many other young drummers, if you will, just started beating on stuff. You know, I remember the rods from a old clothes hanger into drumsticks, you know, and I remember just beating on pots, pans, and pillows. You know, I knew of the different tones, if you will, that the drums made, so I tried to emulate that with those particular materials. And my mother got tired of me especially beating up her pillows and decided to get me this little toy. I remember very well this little gold Remo drum set from I don't even know if they're still around now, Toys R Us. And I kicked a hole in that thing so fast. I didn't know any better. And so then I ended up back with the pillows and the pans pretty soon thereafter. And then they bought me a semi-professional drum set for one of my birthdays. And I was told pretty quickly, anything else you get is on you.
I have a question.
Okay.
Certainly. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you finished, Ken?
Oh, no. Go right ahead. Ask right away. Go ahead.
I have, and Stephanie, I shared this with you. I have a whole book of songs that I've written over the years. And they're not necessary for me to sing them, but if I wanted to get music put to them, and I just sing them at least how they go. And if we started this at Tree of Life, how would I go about you guys, I guess the correct word would be composing it or helping to produce it, like getting background vocals to it? How would I pursue that with you guys?
Well, I would think that the first person that we would need to get with our lead keyboardist, Stott, and maybe Petrina, then maybe the three of us, we can kind of listen to it and see what God does. If I'm not mistaken, our welcome song was written by, and you would know better than I would, Kenneth.
That was Omar, the young man that plays keyboards to the left of Derek actually came up with the concept. And we kind of filled it out once we had a working template of what he was looking for.
So, yeah, so in other words, you would be necessary because you know how it's supposed to go. But once we get an idea of what you're trying to do, then we can kind of put all the pieces together. I'll agree with Ken. The people that we have there, and I'm going to disagree slightly and say that I believe he always downplays his gift, and I just happen to believe that he's marvelous. And I mean, you know, granted to say I have his last name, so I'm probably just a little bit biased, but he's really good.
And that's okay, staff.
I've seen him in settings where he never even heard the music and just like off the top of his hat, you know, they'll ask him to play. When we used to go visit our daughter in college, I don't remember exactly how they got wind of the fact that he could play the drums, but they would always on the parent weekends have live musicians playing in the cafeteria when we were down there. And I think he was talking to one of the guys and said that he played drums. Well, next thing we know, he's up there playing with them. And then every time we came, at least a couple of times after that, when they saw him, they would ask him to play. And, you know, here he is playing stuff that he hasn't really, I mean, you know, he hasn't played it before. I can't say he hasn't heard it. But he made quite a name for himself down there. And so I definitely think that he, you know, he has a gift and he plays very well. I've heard even Stotts, who was our chief musician, talk about how he plays. How do I describe it? Because the drum being so loud, you can really just out sound everybody if you're not careful. And he finds a way to accompany those of us who are singing or pianists, and he does it in such a way that he doesn't overpower. And he was Stotts was even talking about how most of the time he's had to play with drummers who have one of those clear walls. I think they're called baffles. But he mentioned for a long time, Ken have never even had a baffle, and how he was able to control the sound and not, you know, play louder than everybody else without a baffle. And so I happen to think he's wonderful, and I think he does an excellent job. And I also believe that our keyboardist is excellent, and they all have the ability to hear. You know, when you bring something before them, they're able to take it and put it together. And then we have vocalists as well who can hear things. And that's how music is made. You know, somebody like you, Val, and even you, Reverend Ray, you're sitting quietly, but I know you have some songs too. You have a vision of how something is, and then you get the people in place, the keyboardists, percussionists, and vocalists. And then you just end up making a song, you know, and so I would say Val to probably Stotts would be the first person to do it. And then the thing is to find the time and everybody's busy schedule to try to pull, you know, to pull everything together.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
so
I would love for you to work with me, you guys to work with me, and it would be a real honor to work with you, Stephanie, because I think your voice is just beautiful, and the fact that we're both sopranos, you know those parts, and because I know that you, and as well as Sister Katrina, but we won't fault her because she's an alto. But
oh no, Katrina has a range. That woman can sing all.
Yes, she is blessed, and I was just picking, but you guys are just awesome, and like you said, we work with what we have, and it comes out to be a masterpiece. I mean, we have some of the best praise and worship, and like mm-hmm. Ken said, it's not for form or fashion; it's just what we do, and it's just the God in us coming out.
Amen. I mean, God is after the heart. If he can, if our hearts can be open and attuned to him, he can do wonders with the gifts that he blessed us with. I mean, I see it every Sunday. And, you know, you don't have to necessarily be trained, if you will. Not that, you know, he won't use the training if you have it, but he will train you. He will take the gift. And, I mean, I've been at the tree for probably 7 going on 8 years. And I've seen how God has molded Petrina, our praise leader, and I've watched him do different things in the lives of people, in my life, because I have to tell you, to get from where I was to where I am now, to just be able to just openly, you know, praise him and just, you know, not be concerned per se about the people, but just to go before the Lord in the presence of the people, I'll put it that way. And to know that when I open my mouth, that he's going to sing through me, to get to a place where I recognize that the same way that a drum is an instrument, the keyboard is an instrument, as vocalists, we are instruments. And we just open our mouth and allow God to play through us. And when we look that way, then we know that he's going to bless it. And he's going to take what we have and make it sufficient for his purpose at that moment, you know?
So what do you guys do at home? I mean, is it like you guys have your own little personal band? You have Gabriella, and I can hear you singing up a tune, and then here comes Ken. He might not be on a drum set, but he starts beating on the counter or whatever that gives you the little beat. Do you guys just kind of do that and just come up with your own little CD or something?
Oh, not exactly. We have helped each other through different things. Like if Gabrielle is practicing and she needs help with the rhythm, you know, even though she has the metronome, you know, Kendall could come in and say, don't you hear that? And don't you, you know, feel that? And there have been times where there was a particular song we were working on. And Gabrielle might listen and say, Mom, I hear some strings. And so we did that for one song. And we sat down and I would sing it. And then she would say, yeah, I hear this. And she plays the strings. And then Kenneth was like, wait a minute, you all need to stay on tempo. And he was hitting on a pillow at that time. So we've done it for different projects, for different things that, you know, that have come up. But we haven't actually sat down to come up with a family CD, if you will. We have to wait for our youngest family member. She's coming up on the keys, so maybe by the time she gets her, what do you all say, Ken, gets her chops?
Her chops.
Yeah, by the time she gets her chops, maybe we'll all be in a position to do our little family CD.
Y'all be like, you guys will be like the new Winans or something, the whole family, you know?
Yeah, like I said, this is a very gifted family. I mean, in all areas, and you just see the working of God in their lives and everything, and the testimony and the thing that I want the listeners to listen to, and not sharing a lot of things with you, but the one thing that in order for them to get to this point, they had to go through some things. There was a process, you know, of problems, some hurt feelings and some joys and some of everything. So, you know, people always think that when they look at people that are gifted, yeah, oh, I want some of that anointing. And then you go like, well, are you sure? Because I had to go through something to get to this anointing place where God has me now, and to keep that in mind and everything. But we're talking with Ken and Stephanie Stanback. They're both musicians, singers. I would say writers. I would say all of them are composers, rather. I would say all of the above, and we're just blessed to have them here along with our co-host, Sister Valerie Miller, and everything. If you're interested in calling to the show, I see we just had somebody else call in, but if you're interested in calling to the show, the number here is 1-888-488-6772, and we're just free-falling, just enjoying a conversation with them. You can also reach me at, if you have a prayer request, and stuff. We don't pray on the air, but we'll pray about it later. You can send a prayer request to whenchristianspeak@gmail.com and everything. So I just want to let you know, we also have a Facebook, Sister Pat gonna get me. We also have a Facebook. We all look, man. other than going through all of that stuff, we're located all over the internet, you know. And the thing is that God is blessing this ministry. They have people like Ken and Stephanie and Sister Valerie come on to share their testimonies, to share their joys and their trials, and to share the things that God has given them. Not for them, but so that it might bless you. It might bless you and everything, to the point that you begin to realize that you have value and everything. And listen to Brother Ken's testimony, man, how he started with the drums. You know, I'm over here cracking up, man, because I can see you putting a hole in the drum, boy.
No, I did.
This person, this is the last one you're going to get, man. But I am enjoying this, and I do want to give them the opportunity to anything else they'd like to share with us and everything. So I'm being blessed, y'all.
Okay, that's good. Well, you said you had a question from someone?
Yes. I was trying to mute my mic when you asked me that. I was trying to mute the mic. That is so... Listen. Let me tell y'all, listeners, I know you listen to the show. Okay, I ain't there yet, okay? I'm still trying to get this thing down pat and stuff. I don't have a question, Ken. I was in the process of trying to mute my mic, because I know a sneeze was coming and everything. But in case you have anything else you want to say, and please excuse me, I am not that rude. I promise. I'm not that rude.
No. Okay. I think you had said someone had called in or something like that. I think that's what he was referring to.
Yeah, someone had called in. It was on. What I do on my end, I look at the studio and I see different numbers or see who's in the chat room from my perspective and stuff like that. And I acknowledge them and stuff like that. That was basically all. So,
okay.
Yeah. So this thing with blog, the whole thing with blog with the internet radio is astounding and stuff like that. And it just reaches out to millions and millions of people all across the world. You know, I mean, and stuff like that. You know, I mean, not just my show. I'm talking about all the different shows. And I thank God that there are a few good Christian shows broadcast out here that are doing a wonderful thing for Christianity. One of the listeners, I believe, is in his presence. I mean, they have their own Blog Talk Radio show and stuff like that. And if you can send me that information, I tell the listeners what time did you come on in his presence, okay, and everything. But they're one of the regulars that we have every now and then, with a few others that users sign up in the chat room, because you can listen to us online, of course, on your computer. And everything, so it's set up like that. So, but God is blessing, and I'm the man, like I told Sister, what you got a while back, look, I just want to be in the background. I don't even want to talk. I'm probably doing a good job of doing a lot of talking today. So again, I'm turning back to either Ken or Sister Steph. See, I'm going to say Reverend
Reverend Ray.
He will throw you under the bus.
I know.
He'll throw you under the bus.
I see. You know, I didn't cut it on this time because the last time that I was on, I tried listening at the same time and it was some feedback or something. So I said, okay, this time I'm not going to listen to it. Plus, I think a lot of times when you hear yourself on the air, you say, oh, is that how I sound? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Usually,
it gives you a little bit more freedom when you're not listening to yourself at the same time.
Right, yeah. Usually there's some feedback. A lot of time when you listen, just like in a regular radio show, anything like that, there's always going to be feedback. And the person on the other part of it got to say, can you turn your radio down or turn it off? But, you know, like I said, God is good, you know. I want to speak some more.
Let me say this. Some years ago, Steph, I think I might have been about 18 or 19, but I think it was HUR, one of those radio stations. You call in, it was a free trip a day or something, and you called in and you were the certain number caller, and I did that, and I knew that I won, but I had the radio because I wanted to hear myself scream and say, oh, yeah, I won, and all that. The guy couldn't hear me, and he hung up. So I lost the prize.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But Ken, I know that, I don't know, you can answer me that. I do have a question for you now. Did you grow up in the church, or was it something you got into later on, Brother Ken?
I grew up far from the church.
Oh, really? Okay. All right.
I shouldn't say it like that. My mother did, and I can say that my father would attend church. I wouldn't say he was a church-going person. Much of my early childhood, really, my dad was ill most of that time. So a lot of time was really spent caring for him. But my mother was a very devoted person, you know, to her hometown church, and even to a church that was closer to us. And I really didn't get, if you will, inspired to go to church until much later on in my life. And it's really funny. It was through a childhood friend of mine who had become saved. And, you know, he would constantly try to get me to visit church and, you know, always bring in certain cassettes my way and had you heard this guy speak and all of that kind of stuff. So he really kind of stayed after me, if you will, to get saved. I can say that, and I think our pastor would say I had my own righteous standards, if you will, my own level of righteousness, where there was just certain things that I just wouldn't do. So I was self-righteous, if you will. And there were just some things that I didn't delve into as a youth. And I think I said the first music that I really became interested in was rock music.
Right.
And then I started playing kind of the funk type music thereafter. And I was usually always the youngest member of the band. Most of the guys that I hung out with were at least a couple years older than me, and some were old enough even to have been maybe early, but to even be a father, you know. The age gap was that big. And there was always stuff, if you know what I mean, paraphernalia was always around and freely accessible to me during those earlier years in, I guess, my musical development and playing with these older guys. And for some reason, I never had the desire to partake of any of that stuff. Even though it was offered, and again, it was there, it was free, I just never went that direction. Not to say I didn't have my vices, but those types of things just weren't part of my makeup. And so it was, you know, a interesting time, my earlier years as a musician, as I developed. And the guys that I played around were much more seasoned than myself. And I attribute some of that to my, I guess you say, the tooling of my gift, you know, because they being more skilled kind of pushed me to develop at the time, I'll say, my craft. I know better now. It was my gift. And as that developed, I actually began to broaden the type of music that I listened to. And I remember being introduced to jazz and jazz fusion music. And that's really where I started to get serious about playing the drums. I would pick drums up and play, you know, for a year or so, and then I'd set them down and wouldn't play for a year and a half, you know, wouldn't touch them. Now, you know, I'd be doing other, playing ball, bicycling, what have you. So I would pick them up, put them down, pick them up, put them down, and probably really didn't get serious about playing them until my mid to late 20s, believe it or not, on a more consistent basis. And I sometimes I think if I had stuck with it in a more serious way earlier on, I would be a much more efficient drummer. I won't say more talented, but a more efficient drummer. And who knows what the Holy Spirit would do with me, you know, relative to my I guess the technical expertise that I would have. But then sometimes you wonder, yeah, but if you had have done that, what would you personally have done with the gift, and would you have allowed the Holy Spirit to utilize it? Would it have been myself guiding the gift, if that makes sense? As I said, I listened to the you know, the Israels and the Martha Menuzzi's and the you know, guys like that, and the musicians that they have playing with them. And I mean, they are just, they're just phenomenal. You know, I don't know what their heart is like, relative to God and all of that. You know, it's one thing to say, you know, I thank the Lord, you know, you see it all the time. People win Emmys and all of these stellar awards and all of that. And they say, you know, I thank God, and they may truly be sincere about it. But then sometimes you see those same people in the media, and then you see this other side, and it kind of makes you wonder, okay, I hear you saying, you know, thank God, but seemingly, from you know, the vantage point that I have, your life projects something else. And so I say all that to say, I see these gifted musicians, and I can only hope that their heart is in it as well, with the phenomenal gift that they have. I mean, I just think of some of those guys, and as I said, they can play rings around me. And I wonder if I had some of their talent, what would I have done with it, or what would I have allowed God to do with it? Because I've had a lot of opportunities to go play a lot of different places, you know, to tour, to go on the road. I even had one opportunity to go overseas to play, and I had some apprehensions about doing it and did not go. So, you know, I don't know what path, if you will, that would have taken me down, given that I was not anchored in Christ whatsoever, you know, during that period of tooling myself. So maybe I'm in the spot where I'm supposed to be.
You're in the spot where you're supposed to be.
You know, with the amount of gifting that has been given me. And you know, I really am thankful for it. That there are times that I recognize that, you know, the Holy Spirit, if you don't show up, we're going to have a problem right now, because I'm not sure exactly what to do.
Well, you know, there's scripture in the Bible that says the wealth of the saint is stored up in the center. And so God knew that there was going to be a time such as this, that each and every one of us are going to be where we are now. And so even when we were out doing our due, when we weren't even thinking about the Lord, he was thinking about us. Yeah. And he was pouring things in us that he knew that he was going to use for the kingdom.
Yeah.
You know, so that's how I sum up or interpret what Kenneth just said, is that, you know, he may not at those times not even be aware that God was pouring into him something that God knew that he was going to pull into the kingdom and use it for his glory.
Right.
You know, I was in church, kind of. I was in church, but our church wasn't in me. Growing up, and it was more of a kind of a ritualistic thing. I grew up going to Catholic schools, and we would go to church, and I would see the choir, and I was always drawn to the music, so I was kind of singing the choir. I can't really say that I knew the Lord, but I used to love singing to the Lord and about the Lord, and most of my singing that I can think of, it's always been, you know, worship. It's been to the Lord. That's the only time I've ever sung. I've never felt led to sing anyplace else. And that's how my gift, if you will, has been crafted and developed. So that what you see, or you have to acknowledge God for it. Because I certainly haven't had any, you know, any training or anything. Everything that I've done is because God has given me a gift. He's given me a desire. He's pulled me out of my comfort zone to do things that I wouldn't even have imagined that I would be doing. And I have to look back on it and say it was God, because it was nothing in me that even desired it. You know, I pretty much want to just, you know, worship the Lord in private. And when you're ministering, actually what you're doing is sharing your private worship in public. That's what you're doing. You're sharing your private worship in public and allowing God to use you to draw other people, you know, into worship. And that's what it is. And I tell the choir all the time that when we minister these songs, it needs to be out of our personal relationship with the Lord. You know, the words don't mean anything unless you have experience with them. So that when you're ministering out of who God is to you. And that's what attracts the people. Because when you think about it, even when in the Bible, when King Saul had that evil spirit, it was David's heart and David's relationship with the Lord that would drive that evil spirit away. You know, and so I when we're talking about the heart of the people, you know, God, the scripture says God is, he's interested in the heart of man. Because if he has our heart, then the actions will follow. You know? And so I think that as musicians, that God having our heart is the most important component. Then he can take the gifts that he's given us and use them, you know, through our heart. And I think that's what ministers, when people say a song really ministers, it's the combination of the musician's heart toward God. That's what transfers, you know, that's what people are picking up on. And so I thank God that, that he uses us and that he takes everything that he's given us and allows it to pour it out, you know, towards him, for other people. I just heard someone say, I believe it was at Bible study on Thursday, Reverend Tommy said, "Art, my gift is not for me. It's for you. And you, and you, and you." And when we realize that the gift that God has given us is not for us, it's for other people, then we'll be willing to allow him to use us, willing to you know, press past our nervousness or maybe our own feelings of inadequacy, to allow him to take what he's given us and use it for his glory.
Okay. I just want to thank both of you for coming over. Probably got about like less than 10 minutes left on to be on the air. We'll give Sister Valerie a chance to speak. But just in case you're wondering, this is the When Christians Speak Network. This broadcast is called The Bread of Life, of course. And today we're glad to have with us Brother Chin. Brother Chin is definitely staying back with us because they have been blessing us. I do encourage those that are listening to the broadcast to send out this as an email or archive to someone else so they can listen to this broadcast and everything. So truly, you'll find all kinds of information out there for you. The other thing I need to make sure I know, let you know that we are also on iTunes and everything. So you can go to, you can download it to your iTunes for your smartphones or whatever, or you can go to iTunes online and under When Christians Speak and see the different broadcasts that we have. We have over 100 broadcasts so far that God has blessed us with, a minute with guests and everything. Sister Valerie is going to pray us out, but one of the things I want to do, there's two things. One thing I want to do, then we're going to have her pray us out, is that I do want to remind our listeners, listen to me very carefully, okay? If you are going through a very difficult time in your life, okay, and you think you're depressed and you're thinking about suicide and you don't know which way to turn, I'm praying to you that you will seek help. whether with a family member, whether with the church, or whether with the legal profession, but with all the above, whatever way, I'm praying that you will not do any harm to yourself, okay, and you will not harm anyone else. If a voice is telling you to do those things, to harm yourself or to harm anyone else, it's not of God. You know, God wants you to live and not die. You know, there's so much life left in you, even though things might be difficult for you right now, that you want to reach out to you and make sure that you know that he loves you. Okay? Don't do anything that will hurt yourself or hurt others. Seek help, whatever it needs. I mean, I don't have the number posted on the website, and I think I'm going to start doing that, posting numbers with different companies that you can call and talk to. But also find a Bible-believing church, man. Find a church that's full of the Holy Spirit. You know, find a church that know how to not just pray, but get a prayer through. You know, and surround yourself around with people, you know, that are strong and mighty in the things of God. That's basically what I'm saying. So at this time, what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and substitute value, go ahead and pray us out, and then we're going to play our Rams on, and I explain the Rams on after she prays out. Sister Valerie?
Father God, thank you for allowing us to fellowship with you again. And Father, I ask that you would touch every listener out there, Father God. You know their needs. You know what they suffer from. But we claim victory in the name of Christ Jesus on their behalf, Father God. And for those who don't know you, we pray that they may come into relationship with you, Father God. You said that the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. So even now, Father God, I pray for the laborers that you would strengthen us and that you would cause us to go out and be bold and stamp on the enemy territory, Father God, and help those who need our help to bring them in, Father God, that they may be nurtured and be made whole once again. And, Lord, again, I ask that you would forgive us of any of our sins so that we will not be held back from our blessings. And we ask that you would just touch the Stand Back family, touch the Rose family, and even touch the Miller family, Father God, that we can continue to worship you and praise you, Father God. As the worship goes up, Father God, the blessings will come down. We claim that in the name of Christ Jesus. And we ask that you would bless our week. And for those who don't have jobs, Father God, that you would sustain them. However you choose to do it, Father, we just ask that you would sustain them because there is no lack in you, Father God. And we just ask this in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Then the last thing we do is what I call it, Sister Stephanie, you've heard this before, and so have you, Sister Valerie. But this is called the shofar horn, and I'm pretty sure you're familiar with all that. They call it the ram's horn. And the purpose of the shofar horn and the ram's horn was to not only to sound the alarm, but also was to sound the assembly. And everything. I think I just dropped him. And everything. The sound of the assembly of the people of God. So we can go ahead and do that, and then we're going to stand out. Amen. I want to thank the listeners for listening to this broadcast. I want to thank the Standbacks, Ken and Stephanie, Ken and Stephanie Standback. Okay. Also, I want to say thank you always and love you much, Sister Valerie Miller, for joining in with us on the show and everything. I do want to remind our listeners of our Thursday at 12 noon broadcast, Declaring the Finished Work with Sister Pat Randall, of a Friday night joy broadcast with myself, and I'm going to say Sister Valerie, and our Sunday evening Greater Life broadcast with myself, and also Sister Valerie and things like that. Thank you for listening. Do listen to some of the archives. Thank you on the Standbacks. God bless you for joining us today. Sister Valerie, you have anything to add?
I just want to say thank you, and I love you all, and have a blessed week.
Okay. God bless you. Love you much. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Hold on 1 second. Somebody just signed on.
Oh, Ray, this is Ken and Stephanie. We lost connectivity with you. We're just calling back in to say goodbye.
Okay. All right, Ken. God bless y'all, man. Thanks again.
God bless
you.
Absolutely. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.